And now we have the talking newspaper spot for July, compiled by Andrew Colomossi. Hello again, and welcome back to our regular look at the sports scene in and around the town. And this time we start with cricket, and news of a landmark achievement by former Tomberden batsman Simon Newbit. Newbit, 42, played for the Centervale Club in the Lancashire League from 2003 until 2017, before moving on to Bakewell, where he spent three seasons before joining Haslingden, his current club, this year. And last month, the Halifax-born batsman became only the 20th player in the league's 142-year history to achieve the landmark of scoring 20,000 league runs. How appropriate that he should reach this remarkable feat during his innings of 23 against his old club, Todd, at Centervale. A hefty 7,728 of his 10,000 runs, at an average of 28 with 8 centuries and 43 50s, were scored while he played for Tomberden, for whom he also scored 605 runs in Worsley Cup matches. So congratulations are in order to Simon for joining such a select band, even if his runs are scored against Todd rather than for Todd these days. Table tennis next, and news of more success for Tomberden's Paralympics hopeful Megan Shackleton. Megan, who is 25 and a student at Sheffield University, should learn at the end of the month whether she has been given a wildcard entry to the ladies' singles competition at the Paris Games. And she did her cause no harm when she collected a silver medal in the Class 4 singles at the recent Czech Para Open in Ostrava. Megan won both her qualifying rounds in the early stages of the competition and then received a lucky break when she was giving a bye straight into the semi-final, where she defeated Flora Vautier of France. Another French player, Alexandria St-Pierre, was her opponent in the final, and it was a case of so near but so far for Megan as she fell to a straight sets defeat. Afterwards, however, Megan, who also collected a bronze medal in the mixed doubles, was upbeat about her performance, saying, "Despite the scoreline, I really feel I pushed St-Pierre and played some great stuff when it mattered." So once again, we say well done, Megan, and we are keeping our fingers crossed in the countdown to the selection of the squad for Paris.